There is high drama in the NFL in the contract negotiations for Commissioner Roger Goodell, who's reportedly asking for a salary of around $50 million and the use of a private jet and health care for his family for life, something Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is not happy about. And now reportedly the NFL has sent a letter to his high-powered lawyer, David Boies, accusing Jones of conduct detrimental to the league's best interests because of his opposition. Here now is sports analyst Mike Pesca. Here he's host of the daily podcast, Just at Slate.com. Mike, we've talked about, you know, this fight and Jones' vocal opposition to Goodell's salary, but what does this letter mean? What can they do?
Well, it's so funny. When you said high drama in the NFL, my mind just flashed on tonight's game, and I said, she surely doesn't mean Steelers versus Titans. I mean, the NFL on the field, not kneeling before the field, but on the field, has been really desolatory this year. But the off-the-field stuff has been really quite fascinating, with ratings and now this Goodell versus Jones spat. Mm-hmm. So Jones thinks Goodell doesn't deserve his money, or let's at least, he's saying, let's not give him a huge $50 million contract at this very moment when there are so many cross currents of controversy around his tenure. And the letter from Goodell is a pushback, and he's saying that he has owners behind him saying essentially, shut up, Jerry. And in fact, maybe we can make life bad for you. What's really going on is that there are two factions, and the compensation committee is one faction. They decide on Goodell's salary, but Jones controls another faction. He and his people are perhaps exaggerating how that big that faction is, but they're saying there are a lot of owners who are really not happy right now with giving Goodell a big contract. And he has, you know, they used to have to disclose how much he was paid when they were a nonprofit. They're not anymore. Mm. So we know in those years he got $30, $40 million. And, you know, he's asking for, he'll have accumulated like a quarter of $1 billion maybe by the time he's done with this. And now the private jet ask and the healthcare ask, which I looked into the numbers, by the way, they're usually disparate numbers. Mm. Private jets cost $4 million a year to run, and healthcare, the estimate I saw for a 65-year-old couple is it'll cost $300,000. Maybe there's a 5% chance of that. But to me, it's kind of hilarious when billionaires or near billionaires squabble.
Well, but I want to ask you quickly about the other football, soccer. So just tell me, how do you think this ends?
I think Jones is doing is just pressing pause on the Goodell asks, and Goodell will stay as commissioner, but just not get as flashy a contract and big a contract at this time.
Okay, the other football, 32 teams heading to Russia for the 2018 Soccer World Cup. Big surprises as to who shut out?
Well, United States is not going to be there, and the Netherlands is not going to be there, a great soccer powerhouse. But the biggest one, and the first time in 50 years, is Italy is not going to be there. Europe just has so many good soccer teams, and Italy lost in a what we would call an American sport, a home and away, against Sweden. And so they're out. There is talk of another tournament with those three teams and some others like Honduras, maybe Peru, occurring in the United States during the World Cup. That could be fun. They're calling it the NIT of soccer.
You know, I watched those, the Italians on the field when they lost. I thought they were going to impale themselves on their shoe spikes. I mean,
emotive Italians. How odd.
Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.